Magic 95.9, this is Lola. We're live inside the Quiet Fire tonight and being joined to Rod Shepherd, a Baltimore native who just signed with the Baltimore Ravens, 2012 Super Bowl champions. Welcome to the Quiet Fire.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Gerard. How does it feel?
It feels amazing. I'm just ready to get to work. I'm ready to get in with the guys and work hard every day, you know, to bring hopefully another one back.
Is it intimidating to join the reigning Super Bowl champions?
It's not. It's that much more motivation to, you know, to work hard every day and to possibly bring another one back. You know, you definitely have a bull's eye on your chest every weekend. So, you know, you have to take that in stride and just work hard.
You were my next door neighbor. I've known you from 8 years old.
Right.
And you played basketball as well as football.
Right.
A great athlete. What made you decide to choose football?
Well, all throughout high school, my football coach, Coach Dominic at McDonough School, he tried to convince me to come out and play football, but, you know, put all my pennies in one bucket as far as basketball. So my senior year, I just wanted to go out, you know, spend as much time with my teammates as possible. So I went out for football. And then the first play of the game, it was a hitch, a six-yard hitch, but I took it for 6 yards and a touchdown. And when I came back to the sideline, my coach was like, son, you might have to change your sport. And so from that point on, man, I just, you know, I locked in with football.
You still play basketball?
Yeah, here and there I do. It's still a love of mine, but football is definitely my first love.
I also remember you going to church every Sunday.
Yes, ma'am.
How much did your faith have to do with what I call your success now?
My faith was 95% of my success.
95, okay.
And my athleticism is 5%. You know, God has brought me a long way, and he continues to bring me a long way, and this is just the beginning. You know, each and every day I thank him for my talents and everything, and you know, I praise him for what he has coming for me, because I don't know, but that's when I lean, not on my own understanding, but, you know, my faith and being obedient to his word.
Match 95.9, you're inside the Quiet Fire. This is Lolo. I'm joined by Gerard Shepherd. He's a Baltimore native, now signed with the 2012 football champions, our very own Baltimore Ravens. Very handsome, ladies. Very handsome. Are you an eligible bachelor?
No, I'm not. I have a girl, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, most celebrities, and I'm going to call you a celebrity already, don't own up to that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a good man when it comes to that. You know, I take care of her, and, you know, she holds me down and everything, so definitely.
That's great. You still go to college at Towson, right?
Yep.
How does that work?
Pretty much leading up to pro day, it was pretty much I would take class and I would train. So I pretty much had to balance everything. I would come home and write papers, you know, up till 1 o'clock in the morning, and I had to wake up at 4, you know, to go to a workout. And, you know, it was a constant battle, but I knew what I had come at the end of the road. That was me doing pretty well at pro day, you know. So when I look back, it was all worth it, you know, because that's what put me in the position I'm in now.
So you're still going to be going classes while training with the Baltimore Ravens?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. What are your plans after football? Have you thought about that?
I haven't thought about it yet, but I'll definitely still be surrounded by football or sports in general. You know, that's my passion. Mm-hmm. That's what I love doing. So, you know, I'll definitely have to be involved with sports somewhere.
How do you plan to give back to your community?
Definitely plan on possibly after, you know, I sign and everything, joining a charity or just, you know, spending time with the kids. You know, I think that's most important. Sometimes you don't have to give money back. Sometimes going back and just spending time and listening to kids and being the ear and a shoulder for them to lean on is what they need, what they want. You know, forget your title of being an NFL player and everything. For a day, you have to be, you know, just a regular person, you know, and just sit down and sweatpants and just talk to the kids and be on the same level as them.
You're an inspiration to young people. I want you to speak to them on work ethics and what does it take to be successful.
Work ethics, pretty much whatever you plan on, you know, pursuing in your lifetime, your heart has to take that in wholeheartedly. You have to eat, sleep, and think that. You know, leading up to pro day, I planned on, you know, being the best athlete I could possibly be in my career. You know, so I dedicated myself to that. I changed my eating habits up. You know, I went to sleep when I could, other than school, and you know, I just worked out every day, and I dedicated myself to that. You know, and that's what I got the good results from.
I'm so very proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And from growing up, I used to tell you, Gerard, I want front row seats. Remember that?
Absolutely.
I'm going to hold you to that, okay?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Once again, congratulations to you. And go Ravens.
Absolutely.
Baltimore is proud of you. Here, Magic 95.9, you are always welcome.
I appreciate
it. This is forever your home.
Yep, thank you.
Okay?
Appreciate it.
Baltimore native, now Baltimore Raven, Gerard Shepherd, live inside the Quiet Fire. Match 95.9.